Hello, my name is Marvina.
And I'm Sharon Williams.
Nice to meet you, Ms. Williams.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so today we're here to talk about how the COVID has affected you
mm-hmm.
and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what has been the biggest challenge to you during the pandemic?
My biggest challenge is my kids, the school. They miss their friends. My son was into a lot of sports, which getting prepared for college.
Okay.
So that kind of like set them back a little bit.
Okay.
And virtual thing online. Some kid, you know, he preferred to be in school, which I preferred all, you know, my kids to be in school. And then also, like we had like a situation with food.
Okay, that's what I'm going to get to shortly. Is there anything that has been good for you during the pandemic that you or your family might have benefited from?
The finance.
Okay.
My finance has been good.
Okay. So in what word, in one word, how would you sum up, you know, the pandemic?
It got to go. I don't know what else to say. We got to get this. We got to get back to the normal. I'm tired of wearing masks.
I know. But they want you to do just one word. Can you think of a word that...
The COVID...
Just one word. Well, can you sum... No?
No, I can't sum it up in one word. It's just so much going on.
Okay. You know. So what is something that you hope will be different for you, your family, or just... the District of Columbia, or either just the whole world after the pandemic?
What could be different?
What would you like to see?
To be different?
Yes.
I would love to see us get out these masks. I really would like that. Because with the mask, I have done got robbed.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Because they're covering their face up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's making me scared to walk the street.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay. Did you know what public health was before the pandemic?
No.
And how would you describe public health now?
Oh, it's been good.
What does public health mean to you?
It means a whole lot because without me, I have a heart condition. So
okay.
Without me... getting the knowledge and the help that I have been getting, I probably wouldn't be standing here talking.
Okay. And where do you get your information that you trust from?
From community home.
From community home?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you navigating the food access?
That's been a challenge. Because at first we wasn't getting the food, but now we have food trucks is coming around. They're giving us vouchers,
mm-hmm.
Especially with us seniors, because
yes.
I'm a senior. So that's it. I thank the people. I thank all of the organizations because they deliver my stuff to me, too.
Okay.
I didn't ever know nothing about none of that.
Okay, yeah, because I was getting ready to say a good resource is like Martha's Table,
mm-hmm.
Bread for the City, those places. They had food all through the pandemic. Yes,
mm-hmm.
they did.
Yep.
Okay.
And they deliver.
Yes, yes, a lot of them do deliver.
Yes, they
do. Uh-huh. And how often do you shop at the corner stores?
The little
corner stores.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You don't?
No.
Okay. So how well... do your current grocery store's fit in with, you know,
with
you and your family?
My Giant, they give me a lot of knowledge. The food, what you call this? Food Mobile?
Yes.
They does a lot.
Okay.
They helps a lot. They give us a lot of knowledge on this stuff, too.
Okay. And are there any programs that have made a difference? So you just answered that by telling me about the food program that made a difference in your life?
Yes.
So what do you expect from your family or the community during the pandemic? What is it, you know?
I can't answer that one.
Hold on. I don't want to answer that. Okay, okay. To what extent did you feel at risk of COVID? Why?
Oh, I was scared. You okay. know, I was definitely, back to me having a heart condition.
Okay.
I was very scared for myself.
Okay.
So, and for my kids.
Okay.
So now we got the shot. I got my source of medicine. I feel a lot better. Much more. I feel more safer than I did when it first started.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and so that was what I was going to ask you next. What was your biggest fear?
Yeah.
But you already answered that. And so, what do you think of the way DC has managed the COVID? You know, like elitists, what do you think?
Some have been good and some have been bad. That's all I'm going to just say on that. It's been good in some aspects and then there's some not so good. So...
Okay. What is your position on the vaccine? What do you think about the vaccine?
I've been fine.
What do you think of the vaccine, period?
I think everybody should get it.
Okay.
Because if you do not get it, you're still in risk of getting it, and you're still in risk of passing it on to people. Even though we got our shots, we're still in risk of getting it, but it won't affect us as bad as it would when it first started. That was my thing. When it first started, it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not get it, you're still in risk. So people, get your vaccine shot. Get it. And help the neighborhood.
Yes. And is it anything that we haven't talked about that you're going to say?
No. We talked about everything. And I enjoy talking to y'all. And it's a pleasure. And y'all keep on doing what y'all doing.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to keep on taking my shots and doing what I got to do too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. She's going to take a picture, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Melissa, you want to take her picture?
Right over there. In the parking lot.
Okay.
Oh, you can meet them.
You want to stand over there by the truck?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You got
pictures over there?
Yeah. Yeah, if you
want
to go talk to Tess in the blue shirt, she can help you out right now
okay.
if you want. Melissa, you can get your phone.
Okay.
Now, where am I supposed
to? Oh, I'm going to take your picture and then 1, 2, 3. Let's see. All right, there
you
go. You
ready? Thank you.
Okay, do you have another person? Let me take
Wherever you're comfortable.
My paper.
Yeah, I already gave it to
the lady in the blue.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Okay, Marvina's going to speak with you. Do you want me to set it up again?
Okay.
Yeah.